Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Welcome. If you are a first-time listener, thank you so much for joining us. And if you are a regular listener, thank you so much for joining us. We love you guys. We love that you take the time to spend a few minutes with us and listening to what we have to say. And if you are a first-time listener, we do have a library of podcasts of over probably almost 300 podcasts.
Yeah, we're almost at 270 right now.
Okay, all right, so 270. So please go and check out some of our older podcasts and a lot of great information out there.
Yeah, I love that they're still relevant.
Yes, absolutely.
I went back and I was looking at them, like I was going back and perusing the titles, uh-huh. And I was like, oh yeah, I remember that one. Oh yeah, I remember that one. Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one. And they're all, everything is still relevant today.
I mean, it is.
The information doesn't change.
No, for the most part, it doesn't. That's absolutely right. So recently we were doing some marketing. Tina had gone out with our office scheduler and was just going around the town to, gosh, how many different practices did you hit? Like
we
over 100?
Yeah, just about 100 practices.
That's a lot of practices.
That was a lot. Yeah. I was pretty tired of backing out of parking spaces.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I told Ray, our scheduler, I was like, if I back out of another parking space, I'm just going to go crazy right now.
Well, and especially the van.
Yes.
We had the
Dr. Liz Cruz mobile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she was marketing, and then she'd come back and just kind of fill me in. And there was one office she went to where they had some, I guess, did they have like a TV that was rolling?
A lot of the offices have TVs in their waiting rooms.
Yeah.
You know? And most of them are playing like, you know, Wendy, you know, the prime time, whatever's on prime time.
Okay.
You know,
like shows and movies and
shows,
things like that.
You know,
okay.
Judge Judy is playing, you know, whatever, on the TV. But every once in a while you'll go into an office. It's either that, like they're playing prime time, or they're playing, you know, the companies that advertise to doctor's offices, they say, we'll put a free TV in your in your office if you let us play our information.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that, mm-hmm. right? So they've got these kind of medical,
like pharmaceutical type of ads.
So it's like tons of pharmaceutical ads, right. Tons of just medical information and stuff about cardiovascular disease and stuff about diabetes. And
mm-hmm.
So that it's probably like half and half, right? Like half the offices are playing that and half the offices are playing primetime. Well, one office I went into was something I'd never seen before. And it was really interesting. Health facts that they were just running, just all these different health facts, you know? And one of the health facts, because first of all, when we go marketing, like sometimes the referral coordinator comes right out. Sometimes we have to wait like, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. I mean, for the most part, they come right out. But this one office in particular, I was out there waiting for a little while. And so I was standing there reading the health facts. And one of the health facts that came up really caught my eye because it said, for every 2 hours of television that you watch on the couch, you increase your potential for obesity by 25%.
Wow.
Yes.
Can you say that again?
For every two hours of television that you watch, you increase your chance of being obese by 25%.
That's huge.
Yeah.
25%.
Yeah, especially knowing that a lot of people are watching 2 to 4 hours of TV every night, right?
That's amazing.
So, and then the reason why, because then it kind of went into it on this program, it talked about how when you are on the couch, first of all, you're not moving your body, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not exercising, you're sitting stagnant. But the main reason is that we tend to, when we're watching television, we tend to mindlessly eat.
Right.
So we'll bring a bag of something with us to the couch. Right? And we've done this. I mean, we watch movies and stuff, right?
Chips,
and
so, popcorn.
Yeah, especially popcorn. Like we'll bring a bag of popcorn in between the whole family. We'll go through like 3 bags of popcorn, you know, on the couch. And it's true. Like when you're occupied, when your brain is occupied with something else and you've got food in front of you, like you're just going to keep shoveling it in because there's no mind body connection at that point, right? So that's what they said. They said that because of the mindless eating and because you're not moving.
But 25%
is
a pretty, I mean,
it's
when
a pretty
you,
high percentage.
Yeah, so when you told me this back a couple weeks ago, whenever you were doing this, when you went to do the market, I was just shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could see like for every 2 hours, you know, 5%, 4, 5%, but 25% is significant.
Yeah.
Because throw on top of that all of the other things that predispose us to obesity. Okay. Number one, we're living in the United States of America.
God bless America.
God bless America.
God bless America.
All right. So you've got the SAD diet, the standard American diet. All right. And you've got, I mean, you name it, you know, junk food galore.
Well, and I think
soda.
Social pressures too.
Yeah,
today.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people eat because they're stressed. Right. A lot of people stress eat. And that's huge today because people are so stressed out today.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And then
right.
the medicines, right? We're getting sick. So we're being put on lots of medicines. And that can cause us to be obese or tired, have low energy, make us not want to move our body even more. So,
yeah, no, it's pretty scary. It's pretty scary, you know, just adding up all of those things that predispose you to being to being obese. All right. And you know, and even people, you know, like people that are not obese. I mean, you know, it's sometimes every once in a while I have a patient says, you know, that's never been an issue for me. And, you know, but, you know, if you just put on half a pound here, half a pound there, and it eventually adds up. It adds up and it is significant, you know, and it impacts and affects every organ in your body.
Yeah.
You know, your heart, your liver. I mean, fatty liver, we've talked about this on these podcasts several times. We see a ton of fatty liver. And I recently was hearing some conversation where somebody was saying, oh, it's so ridiculous. My doctor was telling me that soda is going to cause me to get have a fatty liver. And, you know, and they just thought that that was the most ridiculous thing. And I told her, I said, you know what? It's true. It's true. And she was like, how could that be? I'm like, it's all the sugar. It's all the sugar in the sodas. That sugar has to be stored somewhere. Okay.
Processed.
It gets converted into fat, especially that
sucrose,
high fructose corn syrup gets converted into fat even faster than glucose, and it has to be stored somewhere. And so the easiest place for it to be stored, in addition to our thighs, our butt, our torso, is the liver. And so yes, it's not necessarily just a high fat diet, but even the sugars.
Are
what's killing us.
Yeah.
You know, so it's something that we have to be really, we have to become aware of. Okay. There's sugar in everything.
Yeah.
There's sugar in everything. But back to the fact, you know, of sitting down and watching TV.
Well, no, because, you know, as I'm driving into the office in the morning, you know, we listen to the radio and I don't like commercials, and I don't like the talk on the radio, especially with the kids in the car, because a lot of the talk these days isn't very appropriate. So usually I'm like always moving the station as soon as a commercial comes on or talk, trying to find music. And when I drop the kids off and then I'm driving on my own, I'll let the talk play sometimes, you know. And, you know, the big thing for a lot of these radio stations in the morning is to talk about what's on TV that night.
Oh, yeah.
And what's everybody going to watch tonight? And this is what's on, and this is what's going on in that show, and this is what's going on in that show. And it sounds like all the radio people, they just go home and sit down on the couch for 4 hours and watch television. So I would imagine that most people these days, this is what we're doing, right? And so it is a little scary. When I think of that, I think of, and I hear statistics like, you know, the one I saw in that doctor's office, I think of the WALL-E movie. Do you remember the WALL-E movie?
Yes.
Where everyone got so lazy and so big that, you know, I mean, obviously we had to be shipped off, right, to another planet because we had destroyed ours. But they were so big and so lazy that they didn't move. They got carted around in chairs. And remember that movie?
I do. Yeah. What was that, like a little robot?
There was a lot of messages in that
movie. There was, even though there wasn't a lot of talking.
Right. It's a lot of messages.
Because WALL-E didn't do a lot of talking, but there were a lot of messages.
Yeah. So I don't know, if you haven't seen that movie, you should go watch or rewatch it again and watch it for that specifically, because that's how I feel like, that's where I feel like we're going.
Yes.
You know, and it's scary because especially like for our youth, and I know we've talked about this ad nauseum, right? Like just being so worried for our youth today, but you know, we're not heading in a good direction here.
No, we're not. No, we're not. The you know, it's the childhood scary. Obesity epidemic is higher than it's ever been.
Yeah.
And, you know, childhood diabetes and, I mean, just you name it. I mean, these, and again, we've said this several times on these podcasts, is that there's been studies that have said that this generation of children will not live to the same age that their grandparents are living
right.
to.
That's scary.
It is scary.
Yeah.
It is scary. You know, so, you know, I've had some people say, well, what else am I going to do when I go home?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been working all day. I just want to chill.
Yeah, it's my way to unplug.
Right?
And
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I mean, we just finished watching a series, you know, but.
Wait, are you talking about Dexter?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It took us 2 years to watch 8 seasons of Dexter. It took us 2 years. We have one show that we watch together, and that show took us 2 years. That's pretty pathetic, actually.
Yeah.
But anyway.
No, but
I mean, exercise.
Yeah.
I mean, look, there's a lot of things to do when you come home. I mean, aside from making yourself a wonderful, healthy meal, right, is go for a walk.
Yes.
You know, get out of the house, get up, walk around, stretch. If you don't have you don't need a gym membership, you know, to be active and go do things. I mean, we found we wanted to play tennis with the kids. And so there are tons of parks right around us within 5 minutes of driving where we can go, and we can go out and play tennis for an hour,
mm-hmm.
right? There's so many things that you could do as a family that don't cost money, okay, that are good for the body, good for the soul.
And let me just say, we haven't taken tennis lessons, okay?
No, we don't have
we
to
haven't
take
tennis lessons.
We look terrible.
We just got the rackets and the balls, and we just...
But it was fun.
Yeah,
and
it is fun.
And the more that you play and the more that you, the better you get, you know, and so it's something that you're working toward. I mean, pick something, you know, that you love and go do it. And just
play a board game. If you've got kids, play a board game or chase them around the house, play hide and go seek or outside, you know. I mean, if you have kids. If you don't have kids, go for a walk.
Yeah. Especially if you have a pet. I mean, you could take your pet for walks. I mean, they love walks, you know. Anyway.
Go visit someone.
Yeah. Go visit a friend. Just get out of the house. Go do something, you know. Go, I don't know, just go walk around. Go find a mall or something. I don't know. But anyway, that it's just, you know, there's a lot. If you put your mind to it, you can come up with a million other things to do aside from sit there and mindlessly watch television every single night of the week.
Yes. I mean, we're not saying don't do it, okay? Because
right.
we need your time. Yeah,
to,
we do. Yeah. We have our time, our special time. But I agree with Tina. I mean, not every single night needs to be a night of 3-4 hours of television, okay? I mean, because look, it's only going to predispose you to obesity, mm-hmm. okay? And you know, you start adding on half a pound here, half a pound there. Eventually, all of those half pounds add up.
Add up to a full pound.
To a full pound. And then you get many pounds. All right. Anyways, we're going to go ahead and bring this podcast to a close. We just crack ourselves up. All right. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.